Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I watched the news last night. I don't know if you did or if you've given up on the news. I don't watch the mainstream media. I just watch Fox, which sometimes is very frustrating in and of itself. But there was an interview with Steve Bannon, who has declared war against the Rhino Republicans. Now, that is the only way we're going to drain the swamp. I am on board with Mr. Bannon in this. The only way to drain the swamp is with the deplorable voters. That's you and me. If you're giving up on the president, because he hasn't yet accomplished his promises, perhaps you should look at the team he's been given by us. Steve Bannon and Dr. Sebastian Gorka have declared war on the rhinos, out-of-touch congressmen. They, the deplorable leaders, will put money behind true conservative candidates and put a constitutional republic Congress, at least the Republicans, back together. One might say, bring America home. Don't you think? The plan is simple, but it will not be simple to achieve. How many Americans, voters, are uneducated regarding the people who represent them? How many don't vote or vote the familiar name? Oh, that name sounds familiar. I'll vote for them. How many do that? DC occupiers, corrupt and living like kings, while Americans struggle every single day. And it was Steve Bannon that said, many Americans are working two jobs. And it's not being a sexist when he says the wife has gone to work. Maybe she's working two part-time jobs, or the husband's working two part-time jobs, or a full-time job and a part-time job in the evening, because they can't make it. But the elected seem to make no personal sacrifices for this nation, anyway. They might sacrifice a family for fortunes, and they might sacrifice your liberty for their gain. It's past time that we the people woke up to the truths of all that is happening. We've been duped on the right and duped on the left. In this day and time, there truly is no reason to stay in our ignorance, unless we truly can't handle the truth, at which time we will put the final nail in the coffin for the liberty of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. After all, isn't that what making America great again is all about? Isn't it about the future generations? I'm pretty healthy, but I'm an older person. I'm pretty healthy. I don't like to call myself an older person. I got a lot of life to live yet, but it's really about my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and those yet to come that I sacrifice. It's not for me. I'd rather lay back and have a good time. There are those who don't believe in boycotting. I am not one of them. I think we the people should have been voicing our opinions by withholding monetary support long ago from certain areas. We didn't, and now look where we are. Do you believe in boycotting? 877-895-5410. Do you believe in supporting those who help you? Those you rely on for news, for information, for truth, for encouragement, for your family? Theodore Roosevelt said, "Every man owes a part of his time and money to the business or industry in which he is engaged. No man has a moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere." While CSC Talk Radio does need your help, I'm not necessarily talking or referring to me, but to the topic of boycotting. Money talks. And when we withhold from those who no longer represent us and give to those who do, one by one, little by little, we begin to make a difference. From city, from town, to county, to state, and on up, encompassing our nation. Bring America home, one person, one voter, one precinct, one state at a time. That is the only way to drain the swamp. I think if there's nothing else that we have seen in recent times, it is obvious how thick the swamp truly is. It's everywhere. Indoctrinating our children, indoctrinating us with their social agendas. Oh, they make it sound so nice and warm and fuzzy. The government will take care of that. Let's come up with a health care plan. That sounds so much better than let's force everyone to buy insurance. Let's not let it be a choice. Let's let it be a mandate that they will be punished for if they don't. It's so much better to say affordable health care, even though it's a lie. In our schools, we have teachers that are indoctrinating our children. Some is obvious, some is not so obvious. Parents, it's up to you to make sure your children are not indoctrinated. Now, that doesn't mean you go up to the school and cause a fight, although that might be necessary. But what are you teaching them at home? If you teach them at home what they need to learn, if you aren't able to homeschool, you can still instill upon your children within their hearts and their minds the difference between right and wrong. What it means to be a stand-up person with a character of integrity and not a selfish, wimpy snowflake of a person that believes the world owes them something. Do you believe in boycotts? What about your vote? There's going to be a war against the Rhino Republicans, according to Steve Bannon and Dr. Gorka. I tweeted to them last night, "I want to be on the front line. Please use CSC Talk Radio. Will you help? Will you help CSC Talk Radio be on the front lines? Because that's you. Rural America is under attack. If they take away the Electoral College, we're done as a republic. It is finished." 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we the people, we'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question of the day is, do you believe in boycotting? Do you believe that we the people, the voters, the American voters, the forgotten ones, the deplorables perhaps, can drain the swamp? Draining the swamp starts at home. And then we'll build it on up. Just electing a president, as you can see, that is outside the political arena of both those parties, truly, isn't going to cut it. It isn't enough. We've given him a bad team that's taken a knee. Yes, they have. They have taken a knee. They took a knee on repealing Obamacare. They're trying to take a knee on building the wall. They're taking a knee. I'm not sure they're going to get the tax reform done. They took a knee whenever it came to getting his cabinet elected. They took a knee against you and me. Yes, they did. I want to talk about that a little bit, but I want to tell you about a teacher out of Georgia, a middle school teacher. So I'm going to read some of this to you. Parents were outraged after this Georgia middle school teacher was caught assigning students a disturbing lesson. The unidentified Shiloh middle school teacher, they won't tell who she is, asked her students to draw a Nazi mascot. The year is 1935, and you have been tasked with creating a mascot to represent the Nazi Party at its political rallies. Think about all the information you have learned about Hitler and the Nazi Party. You will create a colorful illustration of the mascot. Give the mascot a name. You will also write an explanation as to why the mascot was chosen to represent the Nazi Party. Parents were rightly so upset. School officials are still discussing the teacher's future. The assignment is not a part of approved materials provided by our social studies department, and it is not appropriate. This is coming from Gwinnett County School District spokesperson Sloan Roach. Middle school teachers are responsible for educating students at a critical time in their lives. They're still very young, and they're on the verge of being teenagers. And the Georgia teacher attempting to taint her students, her assignments treated Nazi and Nazism like there was something to be admired. Now, in the 8 rules of the useful idiots, that's what they call us if they're using us, we're useful idiots. Number 6 is education. Do you wonder why? Where did this teacher learn this? Why is she admiring the Nazi Party and Nazism? Number 6 in the 8 planks, steps for a socialistic state by Saul Alinsky, admired by President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, she lost. Number 6, education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Draining the swamp starts locally. Your school board hires the teachers. Now, they also control the curriculum. Social studies. Think about that a little bit. What did they teach about the history of Columbus? Oh my, was that not a mess yesterday? Columbus Day soon to be gone? Governor Cuomo says he's going to stay in New York. That's just because he wants his own statue. And there was too much uprearing. He couldn't handle all the rhetoric against it. Against taking it down, I'm saying. School teacher teaching that Nazism was to be admired. And yet, they say Christopher Columbus was evil. He was an evil explorer. I have some quotes that I want to share. And I really saved them for later in the show. But since we're talking about draining the swamp, and since we're talking about personal responsibility locally and on up, one precinct at a time, we're going to drain the swamp. Are you on board with that? Do you believe that's the way to get her done? Are you on board with it? Drain the swamp, one precinct at a time, one teacher at a time. Well, I was looking up the old quote, that one that I read in the monologue, that's Theodore Roosevelt, and I found several from Theodore Roosevelt that really touched my heart this morning, because I believe this is where I'm at, maybe. Maybe you are, too. We, the American people, the voters, they gave President Donald Trump an impossible task when they gave him a team that takes a knee. Team Congress is taking a knee with the exception of just a few. A very, 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 very few. This is a Theodore. I didn't think this was a Theodore Roosevelt quote. I've heard it before, but it came up under his. The only man who never makes a mistake is the man who never does anything. And I got to thinking about that today, because I struggle day to day to day. Maybe I'm not making enough mistakes. Maybe I'm not doing enough. This quote. It is necessary that laws should be passed to prohibit the use of corporate funds directly and indirectly for political purpose. It is still more necessary that such laws should be thoroughly enforced. President Truman said, "A wealthy politician is a corrupt politician." Have you checked the wealth of D.C. occupiers lately? Democrat and Republicans alike? Have you checked them out? Mitch McConnell's worth millions and millions of dollars. Do you ever wonder why? Do you wonder why they decided that corporations are individuals? We talked about that. It's been a couple years ago, but we talked about that. That was a Supreme Court decision. Corporations were individuals. One more quote, then we'll move on to some news here. On inaction. Think about where you are, as I think about where I am. To sit home, read one's favorite paper, and scoff at the misdeeds of the men who do things is easy. It is remarkably ineffective. It is what evil men count upon the good men doing. That was from Theodore Roosevelt. The corrupt politicians are counting on you voting for a familiar voice, a familiar name, I'm sorry. They count on you reading the paper. They don't care if you get upset or not, as long as you just stay there to get upset. You don't go on the air to get upset. Don't shout it out too loud. Don't talk to your neighbor. Don't promote a candidate that's going to be the opposite of what they're doing now. To sit at home, read one's favorite paper, and scoff at the misdeeds of the men who do things is easy, but it is remarkably ineffective. It's not enough for us to sit at the coffee shops and talk politics if we're not going to pull the action lever when we vote. If we're not going to put our money behind a candidate that is going to truly represent the constitutional republic, stand up for God, stand up for you, the forgotten man, the forgotten women. They keep saying they're not forgotten anymore. Really? Really? I don't buy that 100%. And the arrogance coming out of the D.C. occupiers, and we'll talk about that a little bit here. It's still rampant. They need to be humbled. Can you humble them? 877-895-5410. The number to call is 877-895-5410. The question of the day is, do you believe in boycotting? And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. The question of the day, do you believe in boycotting? Now, Sean Hannity doesn't believe in boycotting. And that's because the left like to practice that pretty heavily. Why don't we? You know, if you don't use my sponsors, I lose my sponsors. I've lost sponsors because you didn't use them. And I thought they were somebody you'd want. And then later on, somebody calls me, what happened to that sponsor? Well, nobody, they weren't making it worth his time. Now, I shouldn't be admitting that on the air. But you got to take my sponsors seriously. Do we take the sponsors on Fox or the mainstream media or the NFL or ESPN? Do we take them seriously or we just think, oh, well, whatever? If you call them and say, listen, I don't like this. You have a voice. But if you're not willing to sacrifice a certain product over another, then you're not supporting what really is supporting you. Am I making any sense there? Do you believe in boycotts? Well, basically, that's what this, I guess to call them the far right, the Constitutional Republic, two men, Steve Bannon and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. They're getting money together, and they're going to put their money, your money, behind the candidates that will support the president's agenda, the ones that we elected him for. Trade. A wall. Immigration. Health care. Insurance forced. I don't even want them to, I just want them to repeal it. Just do away with it. It's not that simple anymore. They've created a problem. So, do you believe in boycotts? Do you believe in spending your money in the best way for you, for your family, for liberty? Do you believe in doing that? Product? So, we have now, I had this gentleman on the air back during the primary for, let me see. It was Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan was running in his office, and this gentleman, Paul Nellen, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I had him on the air. He didn't win, but he's at it again. He's going to run again. Before I share this with you, we're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. And as far as boycotts go, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And the reason I say that, it seems the only way they even pay attention is when it hits them in the pocketbook.
And you know that works two ways. You know,
it
works two ways, and I do believe in it. Sean Hannity doesn't. Well, that's because it would hit his pocketbook, but it hits my pocketbook when somebody doesn't use mine. But you know, it has to be done. Let me tell you something. My predecessor, the man who mentored me, he exposed the dastardly deeds of a chemical company. And when he did that, the network that he was affiliated with, he was no longer a part of it, but it still had his name, was threatened by this chemical company. And within 30 days, the namesake of that network was gone. They got rid of him because of money. It talks. It can hurt you or it can help you. So it talks, and it was a big blow to a big man. He was bound and determined not to let it stop him, and it didn't. And I helped him, and we didn't miss a lick. He didn't miss a single show. I wasn't the only one who helped. There were some others that jumped on board. But I stayed with him. They came to me and tried to get me away from him as far as his secretary and right-hand man, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I wasn't going to desert him. And it was a boycott. It was a threat from this chemical company, may I say it out loud, Monsanto, that went after Derry Brownfield and his Common Sense Coalition talk show. And in 30 days, he was gone. Money talks. Whether it's for evil or for good, money talks. So appreciate it, Ray. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
No problem about that.
All right.
You have a great day.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
God bless you. Do you believe in boycotts? They can hurt you or they can help you. I'm a small little network. It's difficult to bring in advertisers. I get it done periodically, and we have the main sponsor that we have right now is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Take her seriously, folks. She's sacrificing to keep people like me on the air. And she has her own show, and then she decided I should help her do another show. So we're doing another show. Neither one of us is getting a dime for it. She's spending all the money. I told her I have no money to put into it. I said, I'm trying to stay alive on CSC Talk Radio. And she understood that. So we are co-hosts on this shortwave radio talk show that comes on just prior to this one. So I do back-to-back shows, try to keep both of them fresh. It's been quite an adjustment. Discount Gold and Silver Trading sponsors this show. She's not funding it. She just sponsors her spots and her time on the air, which is very helpful. It doesn't pay all the bills, but it pays part of the bills. So I need you to support her. And in supporting her, you support me. So do you believe in boycotts? Now, back to draining the swamp, because that's what's really important here. How do we do that? It's several different things, whether it's a boycott, whether it's supporting sponsors, whether it's donating to a cause in your area or to CSC Talk Radio, whatever it might be, to a candidate. It's up to we the people. We're the only ones that can truly drain that swamp. And we have given poor President Donald Trump a team that's taken a knee. And it's time that we fired him. Well, Paul Nellon, he was running against Paul Ryan, and he's going to do it again. In an October 9th video highlighting lawmakers' ignorance of firearms, congressional candidate Paul Nellon, he's a Republican, and this is out of Wisconsin, wants Congress gonna do, he says, outlaw fingers. Now, he's talking about the fact that they were ignorant and knew nothing about the bump stock. And that's what he's referring to. And he's basically going so far as to say, leave the Second Amendment alone. Don't buy into this coming from the left. And many of them on the right are, but, you know, it's not that they're really buying into it. It's where they've always been. Don't buy into the lie. The lies are so obvious, I don't understand why people don't see them. A socialistic state. Number four, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That's what it says. They know full well what they're doing when they talk about gun control. They're just trying to chip at it a little at a time, put you at a disadvantage. That way, you are able to create a police state. Think about it. Read this, useful idiots. If you don't have it, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll send it to you. You don't even have to put a dollar in it. I wished you would, but you don't have to. You need to know what they are perpetrating against you. It is up to us to drain the swamp from the school board to your senators in D.C. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Do you believe in boycotts? Well, they'll boycott you and they'll block you. We're going to talk about that when we come back. 877-895-5410.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, Pure Entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. GalaxyPress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school. Whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college, the convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4990. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question today is, do you believe in boycotts? We're going to go to Joy in Oklahoma. Joy, how are you today?
Doing great. I thank you so much for being on the radio more.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm here every day, Monday through Friday.
Oh, great. I just wanted to say that I'm for what you're saying today about boycotting, and especially the health thing, the new health bill. It's nothing but they're going to try to control us and get us all under their control. I feel like the communists, the Russians, you know, communists have been around for years.
Well, you're right. The socialists, they've been implementing legislation across the across we the people for a long time. And we've allowed it, you know, and so we're the only ones that can drain the swamp. We're the ones who created that swamp, and we're the only ones who can drain it, whether it's through boycotts, whether it's at the voting booth, wherever the case may be, we need to get her done.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you, Joy. Is this your first time to call in?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. I was in Oklahoma here a month or so ago. I've been through Oklahoma, but I was actually in Oklahoma City there and had a good time. Thank you.
Well, you have keep up the good work, please.
Thank you.
And I'll pray for you.
Please do. Please do. Well, Senator Corker, he's a corker, all right. He's speaking out against President Trump, which is not going to bid well for him. Well, he's already decided he's not going to run for office. Well, he certainly does not have the backing of someone like Steve Bannon and Dr. Gorka. He has been one of those that has taken a knee against the president, and he doesn't seem to know when to shut up. So I don't know that the White House is done with him yet, but he's not that well-liked. And, the American people,
we're not totally blind. Sometimes we're looking the other way. We're so distracted, like a dog. Ooh, squirrel. You know, there it goes. Oh, shiny. But we're not totally blind. If you watch the mainstream media and hear what they have to say and then watch something or listen to someone else, whether it's CST Talk Radio or Fox News or whoever it is, you can sum it up pretty easily. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? And the forest is becoming evident. We've been looking at this tree or that tree, but can you see the forest? Corker is done. He is finished. About boycotts. Conservatives, conservative Christians, your views are so offensive that Twitter will block you. This woman, and she does have the support of Steve Bannon and Dr. Gorka, I do believe, I might be speaking out of turn, but I do believe she does. She is... has been blocked on Twitter. She had a video. This is Representative Marsha Blackburn. She's running in for the position that Corker is now. I had Arizona in my head for some reason. It's in Tennessee, and she's announcing that she's running for U.S. Senate because the announcement touted the congressman's opposition to selling baby parts, which the social media claimed is inflammatory. Yep. That's just ugly. We're not going to put that out there. Even though it's the truth, we're not going to put that out there. So they've blocked her on Twitter. Blocked this particular ad that she has. Now, you can go on whatever search engine you use and put it out there for Marsha Blackburn and her ad and see what her ad says. So she will be filling the seat that Senator Corker will be leaving behind if she is elected. It's not important to vote Republican. It's more important to vote constitutional republic. True conservatism. True Make America Great Again candidates. And Marsha Blackburn is one of those in Tennessee. So keep her name on your mind. Say prayers for her. She's got a long battle. She's already being blocked. She's already being blocked on Twitter. I don't know who's running against her on the Democrat side. It might say in here. I'm not positive that it does. It talks about her being blocked on Twitter. ESPN finally fired Jemele Hill. No, they did not. They suspended her, Jemele Hill. But it wasn't because she said something against the president. It was something else that she said that cost them a little money. Again, the boycott issue comes up. Vice President Pence, you know I did that yesterday. Vice President Pence walked out on the Colts game Sunday because of the players taking a knee to the national anthem. In total and complete disrespect for this nation and for the president, I have never heard so many people talk so derogatorily against a president, against his person. They call him names on The View. They call him names on the mainstream media. They talk about him being mentally unfit, not smart. And it all kinds to go back to him. It just keeps coming back to him. Do you watch mainstream? I don't watch mainstream media. Once in a while it's on for the local. But other than that, I don't watch it. Sometimes I wished I didn't watch Fox so much. I get upset with them. I just can't hardly stand. I'm sorry, but I can't hardly stand to watch Chris Wallace anymore. Him spouting about his democracy. I'm sick of hearing that. It is such a lie. We are a constitutional republic with some democratic policies. What we're experiencing is what a democracy does. That's what we're experiencing. Bring America home by draining the swamp? Only we the people can truly drain the swamp. Can we get on board with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Steve Bannon to start electing Team Congress that no longer takes a knee, but stands for the American people, true representatives, true statesmen, that will defend the unborn, that will put a stop to nonsense and socialism, and bring America home. Can we do that? Only we the people. Only we have that power. Just like Dorothy and Oz, we had that power all along. We didn't need ruby red slippers. We just needed common sense. Don't buy the lies. Stand up for the Republic. And bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.